And the Thundersticks were out last night in Oakland, California.
Add on to what Jason and Mike and Eduardo were talking about. Same swing, same ball, same result. Yandy Diaz did it again.
Now, I could be wrong, but I did watch the beginning of the National League game, and I watched the beginning of this game. And it seems the first two innings went exactly the same, a one-run home run, and then in the second inning, another two-run home run. It was really weird to watch, Mike.
That's baseball.
It was just
bad pitch, you get a hit. Manea pitched the first pitch of the game, I think it was a home run.
Yep.
Then he struck out the side.
Yep.
Then he put a guy on, another two-run homer in the second inning, and then he struck out another two guys. So you can't make bad pitches because you're going to pay for it in the playoffs.
But that's what
happened to Tampa last night. On the other end of it, Morton struggled big time. Bases loaded, one out in the first inning, and he wound up getting out of it. That was the chance for the A's to get right back in the game, and they didn't. He threw 32 pitches in the first inning, so right away you knew he wasn't going to last long. Manea only went two. Morton went five in a game that I thought was going to be heavily pitching with the two starting pitchers, and it didn't turn out that way.
No, but it's funny the way it matched the first game of the playoffs.
That's just coincidence. Yeah. Ain't nothing about that.
I know, but it was just funny. When it happened, the first home run happened, I said, geez, that's funny. But then the next inning, when it happened again, I said, geez, that's even funnier. Well, anyway, so it's the Tampa Bay against Houston and the Yankees against the Twins.
We knew the Yankees were playing the Twins.
And then St. Louis against Atlanta and Washington against L.A. And you know what? I predict Washington to upend L.A., and I predict the Yankee-Twin series to go the full nine yards.
It should.
Yeah.
They're pretty evenly matched teams.
That's
if you go
exactly.
lineup for lineup, yep. The Twins produced more than the Yankees over the season. The Twins' pitching is not that strong. The Yankees' starting pitching is bad. Their bullpen is good, so I think this is a pretty even series. The only reason why you give the Yankees a little bit of an edge is because they have the home field.
And the Tampa, I really think Houston will win either. It's a five-game series. So
I'm going to scour the betting sites today because the only team I thought that could beat Houston a game is out, and that's the A's. So I'm looking to see what the odds are for Houston to go right through and win the World Series without losing a game. Because if I can find that, I'm going to put a few ducats on it.
All right.
Because I think they're much better than everybody else.
Okay, then taking a look at the schedule now, the way it's lining up, St. Louis at Atlanta today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and if you look at that game, with all the young pitchers Atlanta has that are producing real well, they go with Dallas Keuchel the first game. Interesting move.
And then tonight at about 8:30, Washington is at the Dodgers.
And another interesting move there. Their ace is not pitching this game. They're going with Buehler, who's had a better year than him. So see how these pay off with these new managers, but if their moves work.
And so those are the games for tonight. Now, when do the Yankees start?
They don't play till 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The Braves and the Cardinals will have two games in the books before the Yankees even play their first game. And like we said yesterday, Houston Astros open up play tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Houston, which is a travesty.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday. As I say it again, they're the team that the people have to beat, and they're the ones that should be
in my opinion, they're the marquee team in the playoffs, and that's the team that, as a baseball fan, I want to see play.
Well, here's the reason: the Red Sox won, of course, the World Series, but they're up in Houston is just a team that right now has a team that is good year in, year out, and for the foreseeable future, barring any injuries, they're just loaded and stocked. They're probably the most consistent winning team in baseball in the past three or four years.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, we go on to the No Freaking Logic League tonight. It is a Thursday night football, the Rams and Seattle, and I'm going to – I don't know where the game is being played. I really don't. I wish I did.
In Seattle.
Well, if it's in Seattle, I'll go with the Seahawks.
Wow, you're going to go with Seattle, huh?
Yeah.
I had Seattle written down, but you're the kiss of death. I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to cross out my pick, and I'm going to put the Rams.
All right.
I was going against the Rams because any team that Tampa Bay can score 55 points against is pretty bad on defense, and I thought Seattle's offense at home would be all right, but I'm going to go the other way because the Captain Obvious pick is Seattle, so I'm going to go the other way and take the Rams. One of us will be right.
One of us, that's right. All right, so now what other sports you want to talk about?
There are no other sports. Hockey started last night, but like I say every year, I don't care about hockey till after the holidays.
What about basketball?
Basketball? I don't care about basketball 363 days a year. Basketball.
All right. So there's not much else to talk about in sports.
No, but there's a lot going on with these games. You got two games today, four games tomorrow. By Saturday, a couple of teams will have two games in the books, and there'll be a lot of stuff going on with that. I'm real interested in it. I'm anxious to see how this plays out. Right. How do the young Braves do against St. Louis? I think they should take care of business. I agree with you. I think Washington has a better-than-a-punch's shot to beat the Dodgers. Can the Yankees pitch and hold back Minnesota? And will the Astros lose a game in the postseason?
All right, with that being said, what was I going to say? Oh, it was nice to see in Oakland yesterday, that whole big upper deck
on center field
was filled. The whole stadium, they had over 50,000 people in the stadium.
They don't ever open that. They have that thing cellophaned up.
Not even for pro football.
No.
Not even for pro football. So that was really nice to see the fans turn out like they did last night.
It came out big time.
Yeah.
But do you know the A's, their last nine elimination games that they've played, they've lost.
Yeah. But they do this with a minuscule payroll, too. That's amazing.
Who cares? You lose.
They lose. That's right. you know, in sports, that's it. That's the truth. You don't get a trophy for losing.
The regular season means nothing. You get to the postseason, you need to win. They've lost nine elimination games.
Oof.
That's not good. I mean, over the course of the season, you can nickel and dime your way with winners and get there. But last night, the A's offense looked anemic, absolutely anemic. They made Tampa Bay pitchers look like they were Hall of Famers. And like I said, they had Charlie Morton on the ropes in the first inning, and they couldn't capitalize on it. That's not a good job. That's not a good job. Manea, they yanked him after two. People are going to say he didn't show up. He made two bad pitches, gave up two home runs. It happens. You can't blame him. The team scored one run. He would have had to pitch a shutout to win the game. It's not easy to pitch a shutout in baseball.
Well, there we go. What can you say? That's it.
That's why you got to play.
That's why they play the game.
Good teams you expect to win. When mediocre teams, you don't know.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
Yeah, we got racing this weekend. Keeneland opens tomorrow. It's the 18 days of Christmas in October.
All right, well, we'll check on that tomorrow as well.
Absolutely.
Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports here on Robin Hood Radio.